In our assessment of the 12 constituencies that will make up the new look House of Keys, we've arrived in the heart of the capital, Douglas Central. It stretches along the quay to the Battery Pier and in the other direction past the Nunnery and the Quay Railway Bridge. It pushes right up to Bray Hill and Upper Douglas through Central Douglas. Steve Carter of the Laxey Towing Company is someone who's earned his living in and around the harbour area and seen it change, in particular as regards the arrival of the marina. He says few people are conscious of how busy it is as an entrepot during our motorcycling events.
How many people come to these events and on their yachts and their motor launches, and they live aboard them for the festival, and they are spending money in Douglas, they're paying harbour dues into the marina, and so the harbour is the gateway from that point of view. Whether you're coming in on the steam packet or whether you're coming in on your own private yacht into the marina here, the harbour is without question the gateway to the Isle of Man.
And of course the harbour is really the stepping stone onto North Quay. North Quay has changed quite a bit in the last few years. The attempts have been made to actually make it into a vibrant living place. How successful has that been?
Very successful, I think. I think that the North Quay redevelopment has been terribly successful, because we have my office is on the North Quay, and we're almost surrounded by cafes and bars where, when the weather is nice, people are sitting outside and enjoying themselves. And it has changed, and 50 years ago, as I say, you might have all sorts of ships in here discharging coal and cement and timber, and fishermen and fishing boats in here. Well, things, the world changes, and those ships aren't here anymore, and the North Quay has absolutely is fabulous the way it is. People can criticise minor parts of it. I'm not going to criticise any part of it, because, you know, you could always, if you want to, find fault with anything, but not in general. The whole of the North Quay scheme has been, to my mind, a resounding success.
And behind us, stretching up in Douglas Central, right up to Bray Hill, is a great preponderance of housing. A lot of people, the heart of Douglas, live there.
Well, you would say, I suppose, that you know, I think it's something like 2/3 of the population of the Isle of Man live in Douglas and Onchan, and the rest of us are scattered around the outskirts, aren't
we? So this
really
is very important. I mean,
I think the Douglas, whatever, and I know there are people in the outer town areas quite rightly want things to improve other towns like Ramsey and Peel, and that's quite understandable. But at the end of the day, every country needs a capital. That's just the way of the world, and Douglas is the capital, and people criticise Douglas, but there's an awful lot of Douglas which is very, very good. We have some wonderful, wonderful parks and squares. Douglas Corporation, to be fair to them, once again they get criticised, as governments do and local authorities do, but they do a wonderful job with their gardens. And look behind us, the hanging baskets on the lampposts, really beautiful lampposts here, hanging baskets on the properties and everything. We have the planters on the North Quay. It really does look very attractive. And to be there are a lot of people who spend a lot of time criticising things without looking at the plus side of it.
Captain Steve Carter chewing the fat with John Moss. So Douglas Central, our featured constituency today, that live candidate debate tonight on Manx Radio at 6:05.